Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is another edition of Phillies Today, and yet again, I come to you after a disastrous day of Phillies baseball yesterday as the Phillies lose both games of the doubleheader in Washington to fall to 27-29 on the season. They are now out of the playoffs as we wake up today, Wednesday, September the 23rd. For the first time in a while, the Phillies are no longer one of the eight playoff teams in the National League. It is abysmal, just an abysmal, horrible, horrifying performance yesterday. Really astoundingly sad and disappointing, considering the stakes that were attached to this game, to these games. Coming into this series against Nationals, who you had beaten every time you played them this season, 6-0 against the Nationals. And you come in 2 days ago and show zero life, get shut down by Anibal freaking Sanchez, who is a 7.25 ERA on the season coming into the game. And then, after that embarrassment of a showing, embarrassment, that is not a strong enough word for how embarrassing it was for this Phillies team in the situation they're in, a game over 500 and sitting there ready to go to the playoffs, and you lose showing no life. And then, after that happens, you come back yesterday for a doubleheader against, again, the lowly Washington Nationals, and you lose both games, and the first one lifeless, the second one in horrendous Philadelphia Phillies classic bullpen fashion. I mean, it is so disappointing. That's the word I keep coming back to. I'm so disappointed in this team. I'm so embarrassed as a Phillies fan waking up today, talking about this team, thinking about this team. What are we doing? Oh, my goodness. So yesterday, they come out in game one, and we'll get to the gritty, ugly details of it all. But we mentioned 2 days ago coming in facing Anibal Sanchez, who had sucked all season long, and he owns them. And then game one, they face Austin Voth, and they make him look like a superstar. One run shuts him down. Come on. And then in game two, yet again, they come out lifeless. Yet again. And they get fall to a big lead, but fall to a big deficit. But then somehow they fight back. And then, of course, in extra innings, Brandon friggin' Workman strikes again. Can you remember a player brought on to the Phillies in a midseason trade, and granted, this is a short midseason trade, who has had a bigger negative impact than Brandon Workman? Because I'm racking my brain. Heath Hembree, that's the only other option. And he hasn't been in as high leverage situations as Workman. So it's Workman. Man, you gotta be kidding me. You have to be kidding me. This team does not deserve to make the playoffs. They don't. I mean, is it even going to be fun watching this team in the playoffs? They're a horror show every night. What makes you think that they're going to be any better facing the Dodgers in the playoffs or something? I mean, oh my God. You know, let's get embarrassed on a national stage instead of just a local one every night. That sounds fun. Ah, I'm so disgusted. 27 and 29. That's where they're at. 27 and 29 with four games left. That's where the Philadelphia Phillies are at. What a collapse. Again. And look, they're just outside the playoffs because of this ridiculous everyone in the league makes the playoffs thing, except the Phillies at this point. So, look, they could certainly still make the playoffs. But come on. And it certainly doesn't feel like they're going to right now. This feels like a free fall. This feels like a total collapse. Like, it's done. That's what it feels like, at least. And who knows? Maybe they rally over the last four. I mean, stranger things have definitely happened. But four straight losses. They won that three in a row against Toronto, which was really three in 2 days. And it was a mirage because, other than that, I mean, going back to that Mets series, that disastrous Mets series where they lose the first one and then they lose 14-1 in the second. This has been the Phillies since September 5th. Loss, loss, win, win, loss, loss, win, loss, win, then loss, 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 win, loss, loss, losing 5 out of 6 there, losing 6 out of 8. Then they get those 3 in Toronto, and then they lose 4 in a row, or 3 against Toronto, excuse me, and then they lose 4 in a row. It's a lot of L's, man. It's a lot of L's. They are 4. Hold on, let me do some quick math here. So they are 4-9 in their last 5-12 in their last 17. 5-12 in their last 17. Let's go, Phillies. All right, playoff push, baby. I mean, come on. Oh, God. Ew. Ew. And it's just so frustrating when we think about the last 2 years. This is now an annual tradition. The Philadelphia Phillies collapsing in September. It is what we do. And I guess it doesn't matter if Gabe Kapler is the manager or if Joe Girardi is the manager. The Phillies are going to collapse. That's what they do. You gotta be kidding me. I'm so mad. I'm so mad. I'm so mad with this team. Like, you gotta be kidding me. How does that happen? How do you go down to Washington in a playoff spot and then lose 3 straight to the Nationals, who stink this year? And now you're a game out of the playoffs with 4 to play. Again, far from insurmountable, but this team does not feel like they should be sniffing the playoffs. It doesn't feel like they should be anywhere near it. I mean, come on. They are a disaster right now. I mean, every night is just an exercise in how are they going to break our hearts again. It's just what it is. They stink right now. And look, I've said it all season long. At every point, even when they were fun and winning 10 of 11 and all that, that ultimately we all knew this bullpen would bite them, that there was no way they were going to win anything with this bullpen. Facts and a story. But it turns out that the lack of depth in other spots is rearing its ugly head. And now they might not make the playoffs. They're not a playoff team. It's crazy to say. Like, again, we're like a week and a half removed from them being a 90% probability to make the playoffs. And I haven't checked today. Even yesterday, it was like 63 and 66 in some places you looked, which was crazy, too. But after this, I'll bet today's the first time they're below 50%. And maybe they're not. Maybe because of the one thing they have going for them, and we'll talk more about this later in the week, is I'm not talking playoffs for real tonight because not the night, not the feel, not happening. They could lose to today, and then, you know, then we're just like, all right, well, this was fun. But they do have some tiebreaker advantage, or they did, that losing the Nationals hurts because the tiebreakers are all based on division records. And, you know, they already have lost the tiebreaker to the Marlins. If those two tie for second place, somehow the Phillies would have to surmount a two-game deficit in four games. But, you know, I guess, again, stranger things have happened. But even if they did, they would really have to win three. And the Marlins, you know, gain three games in the Marlins, which is almost definitely not going to happen. So the Marlins are pretty much locked up second place in the division. It's just a bummer, man. Like, the Miami Marlins, like, come on. Come on. That is not more talented than the Phillies. Like, it just stinks. Like, this team is such a disappointment. And we see JT last night, you know, saves the season, we thought, in the moment beating out an infield single to score a run, and then, of course, hurts himself in the process of beating out. I had to leave the game. I mean, it's just, like, it's all bad. It's all bad right now. Harper looks, like, lost. Really, I think he's hurt. I think the back thing is worse than maybe we know, but, I mean, they're just lost. They're a bad team right now, and they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. They just don't. Let's go through the carnage of yesterday, and I'm sure there'll be more angry reactions along the way, but game one, look, game two was a heartbreaker. But funny enough, one that we've become so conditioned for this season and really the last few seasons as Phillies fans, but it was the classic vein of, you know, you have it won and then the bullpen just gives it away in a heartbreaking walk-off fashion. You know, we know that game all too well, all too well. But in a lot of ways, the first game was even more disappointing because the first game, they just didn't show up. They didn't show up. Again, with the playoffs on the line after not showing up in the first game of the series, it was just an embarrassment. This was a real, true embarrassment. Aaron Nola, look, valiant effort as he had, you know, horrible plays being made around him. Two more errors in this game for the Phillies and just a lot of boneheaded mistakes and decisions. But Nola, ready for this one, a six-inning complete game as the Phillies, you know, obviously didn't bat. The Nationals obviously didn't bat in the seventh as they were up. But 6 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, only 3 of them earned, 6 strikeouts, 2 walks. Like, wasn't awful, but certainly wasn't good enough. And it's a disappointment. Look, the bats didn't show up. I mean, like we just talked about, no one showed up. They had 3 freaking hits off Austin Voth. Austin Voth, who had also had an ERA of over 7 coming into the game. Even with this, he goes a quote-unquote complete game, 7 innings, 1 run allowed. His ERA is still 6.25 after it. And they got 3 hits. 3 off that guy. 3 hits. Can I say it again? 3 hits. One of which was a Gene Segura home run, and that was it. Like, you got to be kidding me. You should be embarrassed. I hope the whole lineup was embarrassed after that game, and they fought back in the second after coming out lifeless again, but this was such a massive disappointment. And look, you know, I get it. You're not going to be great every time out, but this was Aaron Nola's biggest start of his career. You know, I don't know. I've heard some people say that that's a ridiculous thing to say, but I don't know why. I mean, let's think about it. When has Aaron Nola pitched on September 22nd or later while the Phillies were in a playoff spot? Here's what I'll tell you. Never. It was absolutely the most important start of his career. And he wasn't good. You know, facts. He just wasn't good. Wasn't good enough. That's for sure. And he wasn't really great. You know, he wasn't good. Facts. Just, you know, you call it like you see it. I love Aaron Nola. I think he's better than Zach Wheeler, who's been more consistent this year. I think Aaron Nola's better. But, you know, he didn't give you what you needed yesterday. I mean, you needed Aaron Nola to come out and dominate. You needed one of those classic, you know, 7-inning, 10-strikeout type of Aaron Nola starts. Like, you had to have it. You had to. And they didn't get it. And again, he did not get help. There were errors. Jay Bruce is not a first baseman. I think we know that pretty clearly. You know, a few runs scored on a, I think it was a bases clearing double that he should have gotten to. A normal first baseman probably makes a play. But just a real bummer of a showing from Nola. It really was. Nola was not good. He was just not good. And not good enough, you know. And then you add that to, again, you know, with the playoffs on the line, 3 hits, Voth and Voth. I mean, just not showing up at all. Again, an embarrassing. I wish I had a better word for it because it doesn't even do it justice. embarrassing makes it seem too light. Just a travesty of a showing in a playoffs on the line, season on the line type of game, as these games all are for the Phillies now. Again, this was their sixth and fifth to last games of the season here yesterday and last night. Just a real bummer of a performance. Again, the lifelessness, the real thing for me that really just makes me angry, you know? It makes me mad. Phillies haven't made the playoffs since 2011, and you're in a playoff spot, and all you have to do is show up against the friggin' Nationals? A non-playoff-bound Nationals? And you can't do it? I mean, that sucks. It just sucked. And then they come out lifeless in game two. Now, granted, they'll get back in it, but you had to expect a bullpen game to not go great, and it didn't. Now, they took a lead early in game two, but it's still, they just didn't have a lot of energy. David Hale started out well, pitched a clean inning, Adam Morgan a clean inning in third, and then David Phelps, tough, and Jojo Romero, tough. Jojo, for the first time, really struggling. Phelps gives up three runs without getting an out. I repeat, Phelps gives up three runs without getting an out. And then Jojo gives up three earned himself. He gave up more than that, ultimately, as he allowed Phelps runners to score. But ultimately, JoJo just didn't have it. And look, JoJo's been great, but, it didn't work out. JoJo's ERA is ballooned. It's crazy. I didn't realize his ERA is 7.84, which is wild because he certainly for a stretch had
How sad is that? That the guy for a long time there, at least for a couple weeks, we thought was the best pitcher in the pen, has 7.84 ERA. And granted, that's because, small sample size and he has had two really rough outings. But not great. Not great. But so the Phillies go down. They get too early in Andrew Knapp's single as Andrew Knapp, my dude. Just continues to rake. Love that guy. Filling in for JT for a while. Did great. Just really impressed with that. And again, I mentioned this at the top, but it was great to have JT back today. He caught in the first game, DHing in the second. It's just, as I mentioned before, he gets hurt again, running the ball out. And we'll see. We have no update on that. But anyway, they go up 2-0, but then it starts to fall apart as the Nationals get four runs in the third off of JoJo. David Phelps again allowed base runners, one run and then base runners. Then JoJo allows a three-run homer to Juan Soto, and then JoJo has another tough inning in the fourth. Kingery homers in the bottom of the fourth, or top of the fourth, which was nice to see as he kind of muscled one out to left. Just got it real good. It was a hanger, and he just smoked it, which was nice to see. But then the Nats had three more. JoJo, again, just struggling in the fourth. Gives up those runs. Doesn't get an out there. Then Tommy Hunter comes in and saves him and gets out of it. Pitches two good innings. Hector Neris pitches two good innings. And the Phillies fought back. Didi, a big double in the fifth, made it 6-5. And then the play where Romuto got hurt. Bases loaded. Two outs, top of the sixth, and Romuto to grounder to short, kind of up the middle, but the shortstop gets it, not going to have to play at second, has to go to first, and JT is busting down the line, and a high throw. If it had been a good throw, he would have been out, but the throw is high, the first baseman had to jump off the bag, JT steps on the bag right before the first baseman gets back down. He was called out at first, which was crazy, because it's one of those replays where you watch and you're like, oh, it's getting overturned. I mean, it was clearly safe. And it's shocking that even in the moment he couldn't see that because the guy was off the bag when he touched on the bag. It was very, stark type of thing. But whatever. Ultimately, he's there. He's safe. It's a tie game. It's all exciting. You're feeling good about it. Hector Neris comes in and shuts the Nats down. And then in the top of the eighth, the Phillies get a gift. Roman Quinn, to lead off the inning, runner on second, obviously with this rule. In extra innings, Quinn, a perfect bunt towards third to move the runner over. But the ball gets thrown to first, and it sails over the first baseman's head. The run scores. Quinn gets a second. Then he steals third. So you have Roman Quinn on third with one out as he stole third. Roman Quinn on third with one out. And what did the Phillies do? They load the bases and they get nothing. They get nothing. They got nothing. They scored one run that inning. And that ultimately came back to bite him because Brandon freaking Workman. Brandon friggin' Workman comes in. Looked okay for a sec. Looked okay for a sec. But then some dude named Yadiel Hernandez. Never heard of the guy before. Yadiel Hernandez, apparently. Ended the game. Maybe put a knife in the Phillies season, right? I mean, geez, Workman. Shocking, his ERA is only 5.95. You would have thought it was higher. David Phelps, a 6.53 ERA. JoJo at 7.84. It's just ugly. Yet again. You know, it's they lose that first game. And again, I was more mad about that. But at the same time, it was like a lifeless, brutal, just disappointing, horrendous performance. And then in game two, they feel lifeless. And then they fight. And they fight a little bit, and you're feeling something. You're like, okay, you know, let's save the season. Let's go, boys. You know, you're getting into it. And then, you know, it's just the hammer, the friggin' hammer, all season long, the perpetual hammer. The Phillies bullpen is the stuff we see in our nightmares. Night after night after night after night. You just know. And that's why, again, even if they somehow luck their way into the playoffs, if they win, you know, three or four or last four in a row, who knows, that four in a row seems unlikely the way they're playing. One out of four seems unlikely the way they're playing. I honestly don't expect them to make the playoffs. If you're asking me right now, will the Phillies make the playoffs? My answer is no. I think they're a bad team right now. They're beat up. They're just getting through the string. They play with no urgency, no excitement. It doesn't feel like they understand the situation they're in all honesty, you know, that's what it feels like. So I have no faith at all. None. That the Phillies made the playoffs. But even if they did, I mean, this bullpen on the biggest stage, you know, when you need it, the highest of leverage innings, I mean, think about how horrifying that is. Not great. Not great. That's what I would say about this this whole situation. Look, ultimately, again, I really don't think they're making the playoffs. So I don't think it's going to matter. I think ultimately, they're not going to win enough games here, especially going into these last four already down, you know, already in a bad spot. It is it's less than ideal, and it's a disappointment. Again, this is a massive disappointment, and there will have to be repercussions. You know, look, Joe Girardi's not going anywhere, but Matt Klentak, absolutely on the chopping block. You know, McPhail, that whole crew. I mean, something has to be done. I mean, this is an embarrassment. It's been 5 years with this current regime. I mean, come on. The Phillies traded 6-0 Sanchez for JT Realmuto, and they're not going to make the playoffs in either of the 2 years of control they had of Realmuto, and they haven't signed a no contract. And that's mismanagement. It's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster. There's no other phrase for it. It's a disaster. The Phillies are in a bad spot right now, and they need to turn it around. And signing JT is a big part of it, but there's other things that need to happen too, obviously. So it's a bummer, man. We'll see what happens tonight. As look, literally now it's really season on the line every night here. You know, it was last night and they didn't show up. So I'm not saying that means you should expect them to show up, but it is. There's no more messing around. 6:05 or tomorrow, Zach Eflin against Eric Fetty. I mean, it's a great matchup. Eflin looked great in his last outing in the doubleheader. Seven inning complete game, quote-unquote thing. Looked great. And actually, you know, right now, yeah, I think I trust F pretty well. And Fetty's very hittable. But, you know, I don't expect anything from this first team. They'll probably win this one because they lost the first three. And then just win this last one to keep us in it and break our hearts a little more. But, look, they have to win it. It is I think the must-win thing in sports gets thrown around a little too much. Must win. There ain't no way around it. Must win. Especially the last game against your Visions. They have the three against the Rays over the weekend, off day, tomorrow. And then the three over the weekend against the Rays. So must win. Must win. And even then, it might not be enough as they've really hurt their chances, but all we could do is hope. All we can do is watch. All we can do is, you know, just hope that they get it done and not expect it. But either way, even if they do, it's going to be ugly. They're a bad team right now, and the bullpen is, as we saw again last night, just an absolute team killer. That's what it is. Just got to take a breathe a heavy sigh and hope for better days ahead. Either way, though, whatever happens tonight, we'll be back to talk about it tomorrow. Hopefully, we're in a better mood. Until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.